Lord, we ask again today, Father, for your forgiveness, for your mercies and grace as we repent for every stupid thing we've done that's offended you in any way, Lord. Lord, for every sin, transgression, and iniquity. Lord, even for the areas of works of the flesh, not submitting to your will, trying to do our own thing, playing a form of religiosity, but not having a true relationship with the King of Kings. Saying that we know you, but we really don't. We only know about you. But Father, we want to know you in a mighty way. So Lord, wash our spirit, soul, and body and flesh with the blood of Christ today. Quicken us to your spirit as we welcome the Holy Spirit to take his rightful place here. As we bind principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness in heavenly places, territorial spirits over this area right now in the name of Jesus. And we pull them down and cast them to the pit. And we claim this park to be a memorial for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, everybody that's in this park today know Jesus. Lord, don't let them go. Lasso them. Tie them up. And bring them to your throne room in the mighty name of Jesus. But draw them onto you today, Lord. Let nobody escape from your presence, Lord. But bring them in that they may know you and know your glory, your truth, your will, and your love. Lord, open our eyes to see you today, our ears to hear you, and our hearts to receive what you say. For we've come here, Master, not to seek anybody or anything, but your presence. Because without your presence, we're nothing. So, Lord, we commit all things to you. We cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we look to you as our hope in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen? Amen. Hallelujah! We bless you, Master. We bless you. And we thank you, Lord. Heal your people. Visit your people, Master. Visit this nation. Visit this city and town. Visit these families, Lord. Visit. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Lord, visit us in a mighty, mighty way. That Christ would be glorified, that your kingdom would be manifested and expanded, that souls would be rescued, and that the name above all names, Jesus, will be lifted on high in Jesus' name. Would you turn to Hosea 4:6? I think we might know the scripture by now. Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. How many of y'all know we're in a transition? There's a transition in the spirit. There's an urgency. God is moving mightily and quickly. There are things that are happening right now that, you know, one of the things we've got to do is be in position. Position. The Bible says be ready in season and out. And there is a place of positioning where God wants us to be. And it's a place in the spirit so you don't miss the things he's doing. And Hosea 4:6, is everybody there? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Okay. Would you read it with me? Come on, everybody there? My people are what? They are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God's people. Can you imagine watching your own children being destroyed because of the lack of knowledge because they don't know the truth? Now, knowledge understood is truth. Knowledge that is not understood is not truth. There's a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of people that read the Bible and still don't get it. Hello? The Bible says that truth sets you free, not knowledge. Truth. Knowledge that is understood is truth. Knowledge that is not understood is not truth. That's why people are still bound by sicknesses and diseases, drugs, addictions, and all kinds of other stuff. Because they don't have the truth, even though they know the Bible, but which is knowledge, but they don't understand it. Are you listening? And so they're not free. Is disease a bondage? Amen. It's sickness. God didn't put sickness on us. Who put sickness on us? The devil. Is addiction from God? No. Is pornography from God? No. Is murder from God? No, then why do people do what they do? Why? Because they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Even though they know the word, they're not free. Why? Because they don't understand it. So they can do all the quoting they want. They can go around, beat people up with the Bible and still walk in garbage themselves. and not freedom, because they don't have the truth, always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible tells us and warns us about that. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Truth is freedom. Has everybody got it? Freedom is learned, and trust is earned. Freedom is learned. That's why Jesus said, come to me and what? Learn from me. Is everybody okay? Let's go on. Let's read this again. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you for being a priest for me. That's someone close to the Lord. You'll never get close to God. Never. Until you begin to receive his knowledge and understand it. You'll have a form of relationship. You'll say you know him, but you never met him. There's a difference. That's where there's a personal relationship. That's what severs religiosity from relationship, is to really know him. Do you really know him? This is where you must ask yourself, have you been reading about him? Have people been telling you about him? But do you know him? Have you personally met the Lord? And that's what he wants. When he came to his disciples, he said, who do they say that I am? Then he brought it to personal. Who do you say I am? Do you really know him? Or do you know about him? See, knowledge understood is truth. When truth comes, light comes, life comes. And that opens the door for a relationship with you and him. Now it's personal. Now it's you and him. Now you begin to hear his voice. He begins to visit you in dreams and visions. Things begin to change in your life. Not because you're changing, but because he's changing you. But see, there must be a desire to want to change. If you don't want to change, you never will. When you want change for a dollar, you go get it, don't you? And change comes. It's the same thing in the spirit. You got to go get it. It's there for you. The whole thing is they have the desire to want to change. When you have the desire to want to change, God begins to make way. Once you lose that desire, he waits for you. See, then pride steps in saying, I know it all now. I can do it on my own. And the Bible says, fall always follows pride. In other words, you'll fall from the faith. You'll end up back deceived and in bondage again. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. He says, I will reject you for being priest. Now look at this next one. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. That's called an ancestral curse that comes on the family line. Why? Because you have forgotten the law of your God. You are not in position, and that means your children will be lost until you get in position. Are you listening? Once you get in position, your children get rescued. You may not see it right then and then, but it's going to come. That's what's so important about positioning. You may see your children out doing stupid stuff because we used to. But once you get in position, your children are going to come in. They're going to get lassoed by the Lord, whether they like it or not. Because the Bible says your household will be saved. So no matter what it looks like right now, don't matter. As long as you stay in position, don't be moved by what your children do. You be moved by the Spirit. Don't be moved by what your wife does. You be moved by the Spirit. Don't be moved by what your husband does. You be moved by the Spirit. And everything will fall into place. So my people are destroyed for lack of truth, aren't they? See, there is a longevity of truth. Say longevity of truth. There's three types of truth, even though it pertains to truth. There's eternal truth, temporary truth, and present truth. There's eternal truth, temporary truth, and present truth. Let's go a little further. We'll talk about more of that later. Now, knowledge understood is what? Truth. Truth is life, and truth is light. Luke 4. Luke chapter 4. Longevity of truth. Yeah, man. Luke 4, start at verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Listen, if Jesus was tempted 40 days by the devil, guess how many times you get tempted? And if you don't think the devil's tempting you, it's because he's possessing you. Well, you came to know the truth, didn't you? That's why you're here. If you ain't got a fight with the devil, then he's in you running your life.
Hello?
And being tempted for 40 days by the devil, in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was what? Hungry. And the devil said to them, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become what? Bread. But Jesus responded. I didn't say he reacted. I said he responded. And he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that what? Of God, or proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we understand that God speaks truth. He doesn't speak a lie. He said, listen, in the natural realm, you cannot live by just bread alone. You must live. You want to live on the longevity of truth, because Jesus speaks truth. God is truth. That you will live by what he speaks, not by what you speak. You'll live by what he speaks. This was the beginning of establishing the eternal truth in a temporary realm, by which the truth himself spoke into the realm, or in that world, to change the course of mankind. When he spoke, he began to change the course of mankind. Does everybody get it? The Bible says the word is truth, and the word became flesh. So truth came into the natural realm. Before that, things were spoken. But truth himself, the eternal truth, came into the natural realm. When he stepped into the natural realm, things began to change. The course of mankind had just changed as soon as he spoke. Man shall live not by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When he spoke that, everything changed in this realm. Is everybody with me? Not only that, but he began to expose your enemy. And then he armed you with truth to overcome. With the eternal truth. So that you're now fighting with eternal weapons in a temporary realm. Are you listening? That means you can't lose. If you're using the eternal weapons of God in a temporary realm. Are you listening? Does everybody get it? Go to Psalm 33. Psalm 33. Weather's temporary. It's not eternal. Psalm 33, verse 6. Would you read it with me? By the word of the Lord, the heavens were what? Made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Wow, he speaks eternal, doesn't he? Because he speaks truth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the paths of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands for what? Forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nations whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. So we see that his word and his breath that comes from him as he speaks is forever. It's eternal. It does not return void. Go to John 6. Longevity of truth. John chapter 6. John 6, verse 63. In verse 63, read it, please. It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and they who would betray him. So if you're not a believer, in other words, if you don't believe the word, if you're not walking in the truth, eventually you will betray him. So if you're constantly walking in truth, you will maintain freedom. But when you begin to walk out of truth, you become a betrayer. Do you understand it? Eventually, you'll fall away. And you'll reject the truth, and you'll pick up the spirit of error. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it's our responsibility to not only maintain truth in our lives so that we do not become a betrayer, but by maintaining the truth, you will constantly be free. See, when you struggle It doesn't mean that you won't have a fight. But when you struggle or are involved in torment, you have stepped out of truth. Because truth makes you free. That's the only thing that makes you free. And the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But He is known as the Spirit of truth. As you constantly walk in truth, you will constantly walk in freedom. When you walk out of truth and you touch and agree with the voice of the stranger, you will walk into torment. Go to Mark 13. Mark 13. Hey, temporary truth is associated with facts. Is it raining out? That's a temporary truth, isn't it? It's a fact, isn't it? But it's going away, isn't it? It can't last because it's in a temporary realm. Does everybody get it? That's called a temporary truth. Mark 13. Now, wait a minute. Don't you have eternal truth? So wait a minute, man. What you doing? Come on, rebuke this rain. Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection around this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke this rain. We ask that you open the clouds, that the sun begin to shine, and this rain go around us. How many all touch and agree? We take an eternal truth that we have dominion in His name in all things. Do you believe? Then it will come to pass. What realm are you walking in? Hello? Mark 13. Is everybody there? Mark 13 and verse 30. Verse 30. Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So His words are eternal. Truth doesn't pass away. It is fulfilled. Say, truth doesn't pass away. Truth is fulfilled. Ooh. Didn't Jesus come to fulfill the law? Amen. Was that a truth of covenant between God and His people? And what did He do? He came to what? Fulfill it so that a new law could come. A law by the Spirit where there's personal relationship. Now that you'll be led by the Spirit. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John 4. First John chapter 4. Let's read it starting in verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in you is what? Hallelujah! Let's go a little further. They are of the world. Therefore they speak as the world, and the world what? Hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who does not know God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of what? Truth and the spirit of error. So there's a spirit of error, isn't there? He's known as the spirit of deception. Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. If he can deceive you, once you've agreed with his deception, you come in bondage with fear. Go to Hebrews 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Come on, there's plenty of room in here. It's just temporary. You know, the Bible talks about unity in the Spirit. Sometimes God causes unity in the Spirit. Hebrews 10. Hallelujah. Thank you for the shelter, Lord. Let's read it together. Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth. In other words, you not only received knowledge, but you understood it where it became truth. Everybody got it? If you sin willfully, if you willfully throw away the truth that God has given you. Hello? There is no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Yow. That blows the theology of once saved, always saved, doesn't it? It's amazing how many people think they can get saved and just go out and do what they want to do and expect to go home.
No.
Who you serve when you die is where you go. Never forget that. So we see here, he talks about the Spirit of grace. Now, grace does not give you a legal right to sin, does it? Grace is the plan of escape that's granted from God to you. Has everybody got it? There's three types of grace. There's the favor of God. There's grace where we co-labor with God. And there's grace that holds back the judgment of God. When you cried out for God for help, what you were saying is, consider me. That's called mercy. When he considered you, he sent you the Spirit of grace that said, here is my plan of escape for you. That's why everybody must work out their salvation. So the Spirit of grace coincides with the Spirit of truth, because grace is carrying truth. And truth is what makes you free from the bondage of this world, arms you to overcome the powers of darkness, and grants you access into the throne room of the living God. Does everybody understand? So he's saying, don't trample this. Why? Because what you sow is what you reap. Is everybody okay? He is the Spirit of truth. So think about this then. If you are with the Spirit of grace, right? Now the Spirit of grace is carrying the Spirit of truth, right? They're coincide, they're one. And grace is the way of escape from judgment from God. Grace is the way that God gives you his plan. Then what you're actually fighting for is the will of God, aren't you? You're not fighting for the will of man now. You're fighting for the will of God. See, so many people are fighting for the will of man and don't even realize it. They're fighting for their blessing instead of fighting for the will of God. They're fighting, Lord, I need this, I need that. What about me? See, they begin to pray and fight for the blessings of God instead of fighting for the will of God, which will bring the blessings. Does everybody understand? You're to fight for the will of God. As you fight for the will of God, everything else falls into place. Quit fighting for the will of man. Oh, Lord, bless my business. Let me share something with you. You ask for God's perfect will to be manifested in your business, and it will be blessed. God is not going to bless something he doesn't have a part of. Are you listening? Now, we pray a blessing on things, don't we? When you pray a blessing on things, what you're asking God to do is manifest his perfect will there. So many people think that God's blessing, hello, is going to bring all of this prosperity. No, God's blessing is going to bring the will of God to straighten you up so you can receive the blessings of God. Does everybody understand this? So when you say, Lord, bless me, what you're asking is, Lord, let your perfect will be done in my life. And if I'm out of position, correct me, chasten me, change me. Then the receiving of the blessing of the Lord will come. See, because people begin to look for the blessing and the blesser instead of the will of God. There's a difference. In other words, they're focused in the wrong direction. The heart is not in the right place now. See, but when you're walking in truth, there's a longevity. There's life-sustaining truth that brings you all the way where the blessings of the Lord come by staying in position. See, eternal truth is access to who God is. Eternal truth is access to who God is. What he speaks and his promises to mankind. It's called eternal truth. Temporary truths are rain. You hear that? Temporary truth. Temporary truths. Oh, wonderful. Hallelujah! And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and no rain shall befall you. So we have eternal truth. Is access to who God is, what he speaks and the promises to mankind by his covenant. And temporary truths are the realms created that will pass away. How many of you know the natural realm is created and it's going to pass away? How many of you know the heavenlies are going to pass away? Those are temporary truths. Has everybody got it? Things that pertain to fact are temporary truths. But they're going to pass away, aren't they? But there's a present truth. And in a present truth, it's where eternal truths are used in a temporary realm that produce a longevity. Is everybody with me? Can you hear me? I'm going to say it again. Present truth is the eternal truth used in a temporary realm that produce longevity. In other words, the Bible says, daily deny yourself. That's an eternal truth, isn't it? Why? Because you can't, self can't live with God, can it? You're to come to the end of yourself. Wasn't Jesus' purpose to come to the end of himself so that he could live eternally? That's an eternal truth, isn't it? So in this, in other words, it's something that you're utilizing daily. You are utilizing daily truths in a temporary realm that produce present truths. Now on this, you will have victory. You will have dominion. Jesus came into the natural realm as the eternal truth. And during the period of time that he was here and began to minister, he began to establish eternal truths in a present time right now. Does everybody get it? So what he did is he came in and spoke things from an eternal realm into a temporary realm. Those things that he spoke from the eternal realm into the temporary realm were left for me and you that we can maintain in a present truth. Like, by his stripes you're healed. So all the prices that he paid on the cross that he left, he birthed the spirit of truth for me and you. And he birthed those things from the cross that you and I can walk in present truth that are established from the eternal realm and have victory in a temporary realm. Are you getting it? Is everybody okay? Some people are going, oh, ha, ha. get the tape. Now, present truth is sustained by three things. Present truth is sustained by three things. It's called wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Why? Because present truth is sustained by these three things, and they are sustaining eternal truth in the present time. Go to Proverbs 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Is everybody okay? Are you at Proverbs 3? Are you sure? Okay, good. Go to 13. Read it with me. Happy is the man who finds what? Wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. Why? Because they are maintaining eternal truths in a present time, which makes it a present truth. For her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Do y'all get this? So three things that maintain eternal truths in the present time. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And they are all associated with one another. because they are all from the spirit of truth, from the spirit of grace, from the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, and the spirit of knowledge. They are one. Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21 and verse 16. See, you're fighting for the truth, aren't you? You're fighting for the will of God. You can't allow circumstances to move you. Who cares about the rain? We have dominion over all things. You won't melt. Unless you're a witch. Proverbs 21 verse 16. Would you read it with me? A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the what? Of the dead. Why? Because he's wandered from truth. See, truth is life. When you wander from the ways of truth, you will end up in the assembly of the dead. Go to 3 John. 3 John. 3 John. See, that's why it's so important to stay plugged in fellowship, to sustain and maintain. It's so important. Because I'm telling you, the enemy isn't stupid. And right now, there is a great fight going in the spirit realm. You must stay connected. You must stay filled with the Spirit of God. You must keep yourself filled with the Word of God. Things are not getting any better. They're getting worse. And you're finding many people, those scriptures are being fulfilled. Many are falling from the faith by taking heed of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Why are they taking heed of doctrines of demons? Because they're not maintaining truth in their life. And by maintaining it, you sustain it with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Come on, man, there's a fight going on. And there's many souls that need to get rescued. You know, so many people are fighting for their own life that they haven't got time to rescue a soul. Well, we ought to be free by now. Now it's time to rescue other souls while you can maintain freedom by maintaining the truth. Verse 2, beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper in all things and be in health just as you're what? Well, how's your soul going to prosper? By lies? No, by truth. That's how it prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the what? Truth that is in you. Just as you walk in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my what? My children walk in the truth. Why? Because they're free. Freedom. Oh, glory. Let's see what's here. Walking in the truth brings longevity. John 14. John 14. You know, the Bible tells us that those who walk in the flesh and practice such things in the flesh will not enter the kingdom of God. So that means you must practice truth and walk in the truth so that you can enter the kingdom of God. But the devil will deceive you. Remember, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of truth. Lack of truth. You know, I remember after I got saved, that one of the things that, I mean, I was so overwhelmed by truth. And I realized that everybody lied to me. My mother, my father, the church I went to, everybody lied to me. And it's not that they lied on purpose. They just didn't know the truth. So they just spoke what somebody told them to speak. And they lied. Somebody lied to them, somebody lied to them, somebody lied to them, somebody, and everybody thought it was truth. But it wasn't. It was a lie and brought bondage. I was not free. Nobody could tell me how to get free from addiction. They told me I needed mental help. That's all they wanted to do was proclaim me as a bipolar. But when I got free, I said bipolar. They wanted to label me as nuts. Whatever. I was nuts. I was addicted. I was demonized. That's what you call nuts. Hello? I was fighting for the wrong thing. I wasn't fighting for truth. I was a servant of darkness. But when Jesus came into my life, the truth came into life and ripped me from alcohol, from addiction, from perversion, from the ways of the world, and put His Spirit in me and caused me to know the truth, I became free. Now the freedom is maintained by constantly practicing truth and growing in truth. And growing in truth. Now I'm no longer fighting for the will of man, I'm fighting for the will of God. Now my purpose is not fighting for myself. Now I'm fighting for the kingdom. See, now there's true purpose. Before we had a false purpose. That's all we were in was survival mode. We fought for us. Me, myself, and I, the trinity of darkness. Now we have an eternal purpose with eternal truth, so we're fighting for an eternal kingdom, knowing that we don't belong in a stinky place. Hallelujah. Knowing that you don't, listen, when you go home, you don't ever have to take a nap again. Isn't that wonderful? I hate sleeping. If I could stay awake forever, I would. Some people love to sleep. Man, I can't stand it. I sleep because I have to. I have to regenerate. So I can maintain in this realm. But see, by sleeping, God reveals knowledge to us too, doesn't he? So sometimes he comes and knocks me out and I go to bed for a while. Is everybody okay? How, where did I say to go? John 14? John 14. In verse 15. I get a refreshing by praying in the Spirit. I get a revelation knowledge by praying in the Spirit. My most holy faith gets built up by praying in the Spirit. Do you ever wake up praying in the Spirit? Amen. You know, people that are in a coma, you lay your hands on them and start praying in the Spirit, and they get it. Sometimes they'll start praying in the Spirit with you. They may not come out of the coma, but they'll be praying in the Spirit because their spirit is still awake. See, but these are eternal things, aren't they? I'm telling you, we need to walk in the eternal realm more than this realm. That other realm that you don't see must be more real to you than this realm. That's how you have victory. You know, I remember one time I was at a place and one of the preachers there said to me, man, you think there's a devil around every corner? I wanted to tell him, yeah, there's one standing right in front of me. But I didn't. I was respectful. But there are demons around every corner. Sometimes you're sitting right next to one. Hello? Look at, they're looking for a host, aren't they? Well, don't be the hostess or the mostest, all right? Don't be the dessert for a devil, amen? What are they called, hostess Twinkies or something like that? Don't be a Twinkie. Okay, come on now. In verse 15, is everybody there yet? If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The spirit of what? Oh, see, the longevity of truth. He's the spirit of truth. He's called the Holy Spirit, and he wants to live in you, but you got to listen to him. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. That's why they think you're nuts when you're talking to yourself. Or when you're praying in the Spirit, I'll be in a place, be talking to the Holy Ghost, and be sitting next to me. I mean, all of a sudden, he'll show up. I'll say, hey, what's happening? And he'll say, tell me something to do. I'll go, okay. And somebody will be looking at me and going, that dude's weird. He's got an imaginary friend. Yes. I'd rather have one that it can take me to the truth than one that brings me to hell. The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. So he's coming to us in spirit after he died on the cross. See, so you have the spirit of truth in you. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's there. Who do you think wrote the Bible? The spirit of truth. Hello? But there's an area where there's truth established also. Written, right? Spoken. Audible, what you hear. And visual, what you dream. In those areas, God will bring truth to you, won't he? I'll go to John 15 while it's right next door. In verse 1, what does it say? I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. See, if you're not walking in truth, you're not bearing fruit. The only fruit you bear is a fruit that's not so tasty. It's stinky fruit. It's fruits of the flesh, not fruits of the spirit. You're already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. And turn to John 8 and we'll close here. Longevity of truth. Oh yeah. I look at truth as a river. A river that you can drink out of. It's constantly flowing with truths of freedom. And as you dip into this river, you know, Jesus said, come and drink from me. And in this river of truth, there are eternal truths that are available for me and you in this temporary realm that will bring a present truth. And it'll disqualify all the other false truths in this realm. You have dominion over all things. Do you understand? No matter what. But see, people don't know who they are because they're not walking in truth. They're still walking in the image of what the devil says they are, instead of what God says who you are. This eternal truth, again, allows you access to who he is. His promises for you. That you may walk in this realm with eternal truths, taking dominion over all things, no matter what. Doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen, but it means that you'll have victory over them. They will not bring you down. They will not hold you from going forward. You will bust through them. It's like a wall that gets built in front of you, but you're driving in a tank. And you bust through it. Why? Because you have eternal truth in a temporary realm. So now that truth is now present truth in you. You are utilizing that eternal truth right now to become present truth. God is the God of now. You are walking in the realm of now, aren't you? But in this eternal truth, there is no time or space. Nothing can prevent it from flowing. Only your unbelief. Only your doubts. Only your fears. Does everybody get it? In John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who what? What's the word believe mean? The word believe means to what? Follow. So if you're a believer and you're not a follower, what are you? You're a liar. Ooh. You calling me a liar? Yeah. You're either a follower, a believer, or a liar. You're doing your own thing or you're doing the thing of God. You're either doing the will of man or you're doing the will of God. One or the other. You're either fighting for the will of God or you're fighting for the will of man. There is no in between. Time is running out. Judgment is around the corner. We need to tighten up and grow up. Come on, come out of yourself. Come out of this world and do the right thing. You know the torment when you're not. You know it. You know. A little torment that never leaves. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And then the devil keeps telling you, well, soon I'll get this. Soon I'll do the right thing. No, that's a lie from the devil and you are bound. You died today, you'd be in hell. Just because you're here listening to this message doesn't mean you're saved. When you do the message, there's a difference. Amen. The Bible says, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. See, so truth will make you free. It's the longevity of truth. You'll stay on this planet the whole time you're on this planet. You'll live healthy. You'll have dominion. Doesn't mean you won't get sick. Doesn't mean you won't have certain things that are going to come against you. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials and tribulations. The Bible says you're going to count it all joy. Why? Because you know the eternal truth. You will have victory. In other words, you ever hear people say, well, man, I got up on the wrong side of the bed and my attitude's bad. No, you just got up and shook hands with the devil. You listened to him, he told you this, and you agreed. You know, people who blame everybody else for their stuff, they got demons. Hello? Why? Because they've come in agreement with the voice of the stranger, and a believer can have a devil. Do you understand that? I mean, who do you think Jesus was casting devils out of? The ones that were following him, right? Then what did he do? He turned around and what? Cast the devil out of him. Hello? Remember, he's coming from a blemish-free church. Freedom is learned. Trust is earned. In verse 31, let's read it together. Then Jesus said to those Jews who what? Believed him. If you abide in my word, and my word is truth, right? You are my what? Well, man, you can't be calling yourself a disciple if you're not abiding in the truth. There's a couple words I got for you, but I'm not going to say them. Verse 32. And you shall know the what? And the truth shall make you free. The truth shall what? Make you free. See, truth is a longevity. There's longevity of truth. That's why you're able to walk in freedom while you're on this planet, no matter what's going on in your life. You don't let circumstances move you out of position. You don't let things of the world affect you. It doesn't matter what the economy's doing. I'm not involved in the economy. The economy is associated with the world. My economy is eternal. Does everybody get it? I don't care what stockbrokers are saying. I don't care what the president's saying. I got another president. And he's the king of all things. If he created all things, if I've got no job, no money, he'll send angels with groceries to my house. Because that's truth. He said he'll never forsake me nor leave me. And he says he does exceedingly abundantly far above all I could ever ask or think. You understand this? See, we've got to come out of this world. And I'm telling you, there is a shaking going on where a lot of believers are going to be forced to come out of the world. They're going to be forced to lose their jobs. They're going to be forced to rely on God. Instead of running to the welfare line, you'll be running to the throne line. Instead of running to the phone, you'll be running to the throne. You'll be seeking God with all of your heart, and He'll answer you. Time's running out. It's no time for games, no time for playing religion. It's time for truth. Truth makes you free. And there is life in truth. As long as you're abiding in the truth, you're free. Is everybody got it? Is everybody okay? You ready to do it? You ready to start brand spanking new today? Praise God. Lord, we want to start new today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Let the seed of truth be imparted into each and every one, protected by the blood, that it will grow and bear fruit for your glory. Lord, rescue your people. Rescue them from false knowledge, from deception, and let truth abide in them. And they abide in truth, that they may be free. Take dominion with authority and boldness, not looking back, but fighting for the will of God and not the will of man, that the kingdom of God will be established on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.